弟兄姐妹们，主日平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters, on the Sunday morning.
提前祝大家感恩节快乐。
First, I'd like to greet you with a happy Thanksgiving.
每年到感恩节的时候，都特别提醒我们要感谢神。
Every year when we get to Thanksgiving, it reminds us that we need to thank God.
就像刚才最后这一首诗歌所唱的啊。在耶稣基督里面有无尽的恩典。
Just like the song we just sang, that there is endless grace in his salvation.
主耶稣基督配得我们永远不停歇的敬拜和赞美。
Jesus deserves our eternal praise and thanksgiving.
让我们一起低头献上感恩的祷告。
Let's pray with thanksgiving.
天上的父，我们要称颂你的名。
Heavenly Father, we want to praise your name.
我们一切的好处都不在你之外。
There is no goodness outside of you.
借着主耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎，赐给我们永远的生命。
Through the salvation of Jesus Christ on the cross, that we have received eternal life.
把你自己的生命，把你那个生命的丰盛的那个内涵，借着耶稣基督一并的赐给了我们。
That your abundant life has been given to us through Jesus on the cross.
像那活水的源泉不断地从我们里面能够涌流出来。
It's like living water coming forth from our hearts constantly.
你来不是受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
You come not to be served, but to serve.
而且舍命做了多人的赎价。
And also you have sacrificed your life to become the ransom for many.
感谢你，你在我们当中做了服侍人的榜样。
We thank you that you have served as an example for how we can serve others.
这个时候，我们也特别为我们当中参与服侍的众同工弟兄姐妹来献上感恩。
And also, we would like to take this opportunity to give thanks for the many co-workers who serve you.
众同工的服侍，成了你的手，成了你的口，成了你的爱的出口，在我们当中来彰显你自己的服侍。
That many co-workers has become your hands and your mouth and to become the exit for your loved among the congregation.
无论是在时间上的奉献，金钱上的摆上，还是精力上的服侍。
Through their time, through their money, through their resources.
有些人是在前面征战的，有些人是在后面守望祷告，甚至进食的，都求你纪念。
So there are those who are serving you up front, and there are also those who've been fasting and prayer in behind, and we pray for all your blessings.
你怜悯每一个服侍你的儿女。
You have mercy for every single child.
而且你来的时候，把那个善的与恶的，服侍你的和不服侍你的都分开。
And when you come again, that you're going to distinguish between those who serve you and who don't serve you, and those who are good or evil.
让我们记得在你面前所摆上的一切都不是徒然的。
So that we know everything that we put in front of you is not in vain.
求你纪念，求你赐福。
May you remember, may you bless.
也让我们服侍你的人真是定睛在你的身上，心中有力量。
And those who serve you, may we fix our eyes on you so that we may be strengthened.
同心合意的摆上，让你的名得更大的荣耀。
Together we united, we serve you, and so that you may receive greater glory.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合意的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our united prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Amen.
好，这个星期四呢，就是感恩节。
This coming Thursday is Thanksgiving.
陆陆续续的啊，在外面的孩子们都要一个一个回到家中。
All the kids outside are gradually coming back home.
这个家人在感恩节期间啊，我们都会有团聚的时间。
And all the families will have time to gather together again.
尤其是在疫情期间呢，这个交通不方便的时候，这种的团聚的机会就越发显得宝贵。
Especially during the pandemic time when transportation is inconvenient, that indeed having this opportunity is very precious.
这个星期五我们全教会啊，属灵的这个大家庭，我们也要聚在一起来纪念感恩神的恩典。
This coming Friday, our own spiritual family will gather also to remember his grace and thanksgiving.
那很期待星期五的时候大家能够聚在一起。
I greatly anticipate the time that we can gather together on Friday.
现在有九位的弟兄姐妹正在预备啊，他们感恩的见证分享。
There are 9 brothers and sisters who will be preparing to give a testimony this Friday.
相信他们每一个人的见证啊，都能够让我们更真实的见证看见上帝的恩典。
I believe that through the testimonies, we will see God's grace even more in real.
所以今天呢，我们是借着一段圣经的经文来思考感恩这个主题。
Today we'll use a passage to think about this topic of thanksgiving.
耶稣是怎么教导人来向神来献上感恩的呢？
How did Jesus teach us to give thanks to God?
我们先来一起把圣经的经文读一遍。
Let's read the passage together.
路加福音的17章11节到19节。
Luke 17:11-19.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有10个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说：“耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧。”
Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
耶稣看见就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
耶稣说：“洁净了的不是10个人吗？ 那9个在哪里呢？ 除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？ 就对那人说：起来。” 走吧，你的信救了你了。Jesus
asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith had made you well."
这件事呢，是发生在耶稣最后一次去耶路撒冷的路上。This
incident happened when Jesus went to Jerusalem for the last time.
在这之前，路加福音已经提到两次耶稣是面向耶路撒冷而去。Before
this, the Gospel of Luke had mentioned twice that Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem.
那这一次很特别，这一次他再去耶路撒冷的话，就会在耶路撒冷被人卖、被人审定罪，然后钉死十字架，3天后复活。And
then this time is very special because this time in Jerusalem, he will be betrayed and he will be nailed on the cross and he will die and resurrect.
他是从北面加利利出发，经过撒玛利亚和加利利的边界，然后绕过约旦河，最后到耶路撒冷。He
started north of Galilee and then he's going to go through Samaria and Galilee and also going along the River Jordan.
换句话说，是耶稣在地上这3年半时间里面。 最后一次经过这个撒玛利亚和加利利的边界。And
that also meant that that would be the last time on earth that he will be going through Galilee and Samaria.
这是圣经里面记载最后一次他医治长大麻风病人的人。And
also this is the last time that the Bible recorded he healed someone with leprosy.
在耶稣这个3年半的地上服事当中，许多的人被医治。
In his 3.5 years of ministry on earth, many people were healed.
有许多长大麻风的人呢，被医治和洁净。There
were many lepers that were healed and cleansed.
他也经过加利利、撒玛利亚许多次往返。He
also passed through Galilee and Samaria many times.
但是这一次不同了。But
this is different.
这是最后一次耶稣的肉身从这里经过了。
Because this is the last time that he's going to pass through in his earthly body.
很多人觉得好像时间还很多。
Some people felt that there's still plenty of time.
耶稣已经医治了很多人。
Jesus has healed many people.
他只要在地上，他还可以继续医治其他的人。
If he continues on earth, he can still heal many.
但是他们没有想到这个时间是有限的。
But they didn't realize that time was limited.
地上的人能够直接面对面的见到耶稣，而且向他当面表达感谢，这是最后的机会了。
To be able to meet him face to face and to give thanks face to face, this will be the last opportunity.
这是我们今天读这一节的经文，我们要去思考的一个重点。
And that will be a main point that we're going to be emphasizing on in this passage we read today.
要抓住每一个机会，向人向神表达你的感谢。
To grasp every single opportunity to give thanks to people and to God.
当耶稣去了这个马大、玛利亚家，这个玛利亚就用那个香膏啊，最贵重的那个香膏去膏抹耶稣的时候。
When Mary was using this expensive perfume to anoint Jesus in Mary and Martha's home,
在跟随耶稣的门徒当中就有人在那里窃窃私语。
And then there were people who were whispering behind.
也就是说，连这些门徒他们都当时都没有意识到，这个时间是如此的有限，如此的紧迫。
That means even among the disciples, they didn't even realize that there is so limited time and so little opportunity left.
我们说，为什么要花这么大的价钱买的这个香膏，要这样的就倒出来就白费了呢？
Why should we spend so much money and then pour it on Jesus and kind of wasted all that money?
如果把这些香膏拿去卖换30两的银子我们可以周济多少的穷人呢？
And if we turn this perfume into money, how we can really help a lot of poor people.
所以耶稣在那个时候他就对门徒讲，他说因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
And Jesus said to his disciples that for you always have poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me.
因为只是你们不常有耶稣。
Because you will not always have Jesus.
所以我们真的是要抓住每一个机会，时间有限呢，不要错过哈，我们要常常的来向神向上感谢。
Time is limited. We need to grasp every opportunity to thank God.
接下来记录一下，说耶稣往耶路撒冷去的时候，进入一个村子，有10个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。”
And in the passage that follows, now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
为什么这长大麻风的人要远远地站着，而且是高声对耶稣讲话呢？
Why did these lepers have to stand from afar and also call out in a loud voice?
这些长大麻风的人，他这个声音呢，声带都会受那些细菌的影响。
Actually, all the vocal cords have been impacted by the diseases.
所以这个其实长大麻风的人的声音不是很高的哈，他的声音是很弱、很嘶哑的声音。
So actually, they cannot speak in a loud voice. They actually have a very weak voice instead.
所以这里面呢，圣经记载的时候很仔细哈。路加用一个词，他是用一个动词，就是说这些人竭力的，他不管有多大的声音，他们是竭力的发出他们的声音，而且不是一个人，10个人加在一起哈，竭力的向耶稣发出这个呼求。
So here, Luke was spending a lot of details to describe how they use a verb to talk about how they try their best to call out in a loud voice, and not just a single person, all 10 of them together.
他们就一起哈。向耶稣呼喊说可怜我们吧。
And together he said, Jesus Master, have pity on us.
这是呼求耶稣医治哈，通常人用的话就是可怜我们，医治我们吧。
And that's what people typically say, you know, have pity on us, heal us.
所以他们自己很清楚，他们是处在一种很可怜，很需要上帝的这个医治怜悯的一种状态。
They realize that they're in a pitiful situation, they really need God's mercy to heal them.
这个耶稣还没有进这个村子，在这个村外啊，这些人就出现，来急迫的来呼求耶稣的医治和拯救。
Jesus had not even entered into the village. So outside the village, they're calling on Jesus to heal them.
因为他们不能跟其他人住在一起。
Because they cannot live together with other people.
他们必须得了大麻风以后，他们就要跟人去隔离。
After they had leprosy, they have to be separated from other people.
他们的生活很艰难。
They have a difficult life.
靠着亲戚朋友哈，这个送给他们吃的，他们才有吃的。
It is through the help of friends or relatives that they can only receive food.
到一个地步，他们甚至要去乞讨才能够得食物。
Maybe they have to beg for food.
而且啊，这个不光是这个大麻风是一种病，而且被人看为不洁净。
Not only they had a leprosy, which is a disease, but they also considered unclean.
什么叫不洁净呢？就是他们沾什么东西，沾什么人呢？这个东西和人就变得不洁净，就被这个罪所污染。
What does it mean to be unclean? That means that if they touch anything or anybody, those things or people would also become unclean.
因为所有的人，包括他们自己都知道说这个长了大麻风是一种象征，是一种神惩罚罪恶的象征。
Because they know that having leprosy is a symbol of God's punishment.
在这个旧约历史上，那些长大麻风的例子都是神对罪恶的一种审判。
All the examples in the Old Testament, those people who had leprosy had this incident in which they have sinned against God.
摩西的姐姐啊，这个公开的反对这个摩西，得罪了神的时候，神就让米利安他的姐姐得了大麻风。
Moses' sister Miriam openly opposed Moses, and that she was punished by God and had leprosy.
那个乌西亚王啊，他越了他的这个王的位分哈、啊，去到圣殿里去献祭，神不喜悦，就让他当场得了大麻风。
King Uzziah went to the temple and offered a sacrifice himself, and as a result of that, God punished him, and he had leprosy.
所以长大麻风的人是被人看为不洁净，还是被咒诅的一批人，是被人歧视的。
And so those people who had leprosy were considered unclean, cursed, and punished by God.
那大麻风是一种什么病呢？它是一种这个麻风杆菌呢。破坏了人体的这个神经末梢，让人失去了痛觉，失去了感觉。
So what kind of disease is leprosy? It's really a disease in which the germs with the leprosy bacteria will actually kill the nerve ending, so they cannot feel any pain.
一旦你这个神经末梢没有感觉哈，你这个刀割你的手，你也不觉得痛；脚踩这个火炭上，你也不觉得痛。
So once the nerve endings have been destroyed, then when you got cut in your hand, you won't feel pain. When you step on hot coal, you won't feel pain either.
结果这个时间长了哈，这个人体就是遍体鳞伤哈，甚至溃烂，甚至这个截肢哈都有的。
So and when time passes, your body would suffer, and sometimes you may even be amputated.
这是一种很可怕的疾病。
It is a very disease that is very serious.
失去了痛觉
that you lost the pain, the feeling of pain.
得了这种病的人才发觉、哦、原来痛觉、啊、也是神给我们创造的一个很宝贵的一个礼物。
So once we lose that feeling of pain, then we realize that actually pain is a very important gift that God has given us.
如果人一旦失去痛觉、啊、他就会、暴露在许多的危险之下，他自己不觉得。
Once you lose the feeling of pain, then you'll be exposed to many danger and you didn't even realize.
失去的痛觉让人暴露在更严重的这个危险，身体的这个危害之下。
Once you lose the feeling of pain, then you're exposed to even more serious dangers.
所以有一人写了一本书、啊、叫做这个没有人愿意要的礼物，痛觉。
Somebody wrote a book called Pain, The Gift Nobody Wants.
因为这些人长了大麻风，失去了痛觉，他们才觉得自己实在是可怜。
Once the people contracted leprosy, then they really felt that they're in a pitiful situation.
他希望这个神来医治他们。
They want God to heal them.
让他们恢复身体的这种的感觉。
To recover this feeling of pain.
帮助他们远离更大的危险。
For them to avoid even more serious dangers.
所以这个大麻风实际上是驱使人，当他们认识到自己得大麻风的时候，更加的驱使他们去呼求神的医治和拯救。
So once you have leprosy, it really give you the urge to ask for God's healing and mercy.
我们在身体上也好，经历当中也好，也会经历到许多的痛苦、疼痛。
It may be on the body, in our life experiences, we may experience many sufferings and pain.
当我们经历这些痛的时候呢，让我们纪念神的恩典。
When we experience those pains, let's remember the grace of God.
连这些痛觉的本身呢，都是神给我们的一个很重要的提醒。
Even including all those pains is an important reminder from God.
在我们经历人生各样的痛苦的时候，记得在痛苦当中感谢神。
When we experience different kinds of pains and sufferings, let's remember God.
因为这种的痛苦呢，更加的把我们推向，让我们更加的靠近神，来依靠他经历这一切。
Because all this pain and suffering would push us to more rely on God.
接下来啊，耶稣看见他们，听到他们的呼求以后，就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就洁净了。
And when Jesus saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed.
耶稣为什么要吩咐他们去给祭司查看呢？
Why did Jesus ask them to show themselves to the priest?
因为在根据利未记十三章、十四章的记载啊，只有祭司有权来鉴别人的大麻风是否医治了，然后呢，判定他们得洁净。
Because according to the Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, only the priests have the authority to examine them and declare them clean or unclean.
所以这个祭司的检查有点像今天我们这个疫情当中的核酸检测。
So this examination by the priest is kind of like what we are going through during the pandemic, all these nucleic acid tests.
而且祭司如果验证他已经得医治之后，他们也不能马上回家的。
And also after examination by the priest, they cannot immediately return home.
他们必须有七天的隔离。
They have to be separated for 7 days.
七天之后再查验说，哦，这个大麻风没有复发，他们才能够真正被确定是得了医治了。
After 7 days, they have to be examined again, and only if leprosy had not returned, then they are truly declared clean.
而且到了第八天，他们要在圣殿里面献祭，经过献祭之后呢，他们才可以回到家中去过正常人的生活。
And then on the 8th day, they have to offer an offering in the temple. And then after that, then they can return to the home to live a normal life.
这是为什么耶稣吩咐他们去给祭司查看的原因。
And that's the reason why Jesus told them to show themselves to the priests.
但是我们再仔细去讲啊，因为在路加福音的第五章，耶稣也曾经医治过一个长大麻风的人。
But let's think about it more carefully. Actually, it was recorded in Luke chapter 5 that Jesus healed a leper.
那一次呢，是那个长大麻风的人呢，直接跑到耶稣的面前，跪在他的面前祈求耶稣的医治。
And that time it was this leper who came to Jesus, knelt in front of him and asked for healing.
在那一次呢，耶稣就伸出手来触摸他的身体，而且对他讲说，你得医治吧。
And that time, Jesus extended his hand and touched him and said, you are clean.
然后之后就吩咐他说，哎，你去给祭司查看。
And then after that, saying, you go show yourself to the priest.
但这一次呢，耶稣做法很不同哦。
But this time, Jesus did it very differently.
听到十个大麻风的呼求的时候，他没有说，你们得洁净吧。
This time, he didn't say, oh, you are all clean.
他也没有走到他们的面前，用手去摸他们每一个人，给他们医治。
He didn't also go over to touch each one of them.
而是直接告诉他们说，你们去给祭司查看。
Instead, he told them, show yourselves to the priests.
圣经只是简单的记载说，他们去的时候就洁净了。
And the Bible recorded that when they went, they were cleansed.
但大家想想看，他们能够去哦，身体还没有得医治哦，是去的时候才得医治。 他们还没有医治的时候就能够朝着祭司的方向去走，想去让祭司查看，这背后是代表着他们的相信。
So what is talking about is that when they started going, they were not cleansed yet, but it's only on the way to the priest that were they cleansed. So this is representing their faith.
就像是今天啊，如果你还有人得了这个新冠的话啊，你还在咳嗽，你还在发烧啊，你还有这些的这个新冠的这些的症状，有人说你去找医生去看一看的话，他去医生也不会看他。
So it's kind of like today, if you have COVID and you're still having coughing and fever, and then people told you to go to, see a doctor, the doctor won't see you.
所以这十个大麻风在没有得医治的时候就听从耶稣的吩咐，就朝着祭司方向的去走啊，给祭司查看。这背后表明出这十个人都有信心，相信耶稣会医治他们。
So that means all these 10 people, they really have faith because they were not cleansed yet, they were not healed yet, but yet they were able to follow Jesus' direction to go towards the direction of the priests.
十个人都有得医治的信心，他们才会去。
All 10 people have this faith of being healed, and that's why they went.
但是其中有一个人有一个更强的一个信心。
But there was one of them who has even stronger faith.
他的信心是通过他回来向耶稣表达感谢表现出来的。
And his stronger faith was demonstrated when he came back and thanked Jesus.
那中有一个见自己已经好了就回来大声归荣耀与神，又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他，这人是撒玛利亚人。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
这是这一段故事里面的重点。
This is the main point of this story.
这一个人与另外九个人有什么不同？
What is the difference between this man and the 9 other people?
当然他是撒玛利亚人，显然圣经里在这里特别讲他是撒玛利亚人，说明另外九个人是犹太人。
So here is talking about he is a Samaritan. What the Bible is emphasizing is that the other 9 are Jews.
本来这个犹太人、撒玛利亚人是互相瞧不起的。
Actually, the Jews and Samaritans, they don't look kindly towards one another.
但是因为他们都得了大麻风，其他的人包括家人都不能够跟他们在一起，要跟他们隔离，以至于他们这种种族之间的这种差别被抹掉了。
But because they all had leprosy, so they cannot be close to their family or friends, so all these ethnic differences are kind of erased in the whole process.
这是一个区别。再一个区别，这九个人现在在哪里呢？他们很有可能是在继续朝着祭司的方向去走。
And so the one difference is that he is a Samaritan, but the other difference is where are the other 9 people? They are probably still going towards the priests.
其实其他九个人真的是按照律法的规定照规矩办事。
Actually, all these 9 people were following the law, the regulations of the law, and they were doing it accordingly.
律法是这样规定的，耶稣也是这样吩咐的，所以他们就规规矩矩的去给祭司查看。
So it's doing it according to the law and all according to Jesus' commands, so they're actually following commands.
因为只有经过祭司的查看，经过七天第八天献祭之后，他们才能恢复正常人的生活。
Because only after the examination of the priest and the offering on the 8th day can they resume their normal lives.
然而这一个人，这个撒玛利亚人却打破了这个规矩，直接跑回来，还没有走到祭司那里去，他就转头马上快快地回到耶稣的面前，来献上感恩和赞美。
But yet, this Samaritan was not following all these rules and regulations. Probably he hadn't even seen the priest yet, but he turned around and come back to Jesus.
所以这里面他说就回来大声归荣耀给神了。这个大声跟前面那个高声，这个路加用的是不同的词。
And he said, it says here he's praising God in a loud voice. This loud voice here is a little bit different from what we read earlier of that other loud voice.
前面那个高声呼求的时候，他们是嘶声力竭的那种的哈，尽力的去呼求的样子。这个大声呢，用的是形容词，说这个声音真的是很大，因为他得医治。
And so earlier, when we talk about the loud voices, really they're trying the best, even despite the weak vocal cords, they were trying the best to talk as loud as possible as a verb. But here it is really an adjective talking that after he was healed, indeed he was able to speak in a very loud voice.
所以他回到耶稣的面前的时候, 真的是把他的身体伏伏在耶稣的面前, 把他的得医治的声音也拿出来, 大声的真的是, 发自内心的在赞美, 在感谢耶稣。
So here he threw himself at Jesus' feet, and also because he was healed, he was able to praise God in a loud voice to Jesus.
这是他跟其他九个人不同的地方。
And that is how he is different from the other nine.
这里讲说他大声归荣耀与神, 又俯伏在耶稣面前, 也就是说他把耶稣当作神来敬拜。
And here, talk about he praised God in loud voice, he threw himself at Jesus' feet, and that means he's really worshiping Jesus as God.
他不仅是身体的大麻风得医治, 他灵敏的眼睛已被打开, 看到了耶稣到底是谁, 以至于他可以撇下一切, 啊, 用他的身体来敬拜耶稣基督。
So not only was his bodily leprosy healed, but his spiritual eyes was open so that he can kind of throw away everything and came back and praise God and thank Jesus.
他没有, 祭物可以献上, 他很穷, 甚至连食物都是其他而来的, 但是这个时候他有什么? 他有他的身体, 他有他的声音, 他就把他已经拥有的一切拿出来, 来向耶稣表达感谢。
He was very poor, he doesn't even have food, he doesn't have any offering. All he had is really his body and voice, and that's what he used to come before Jesus, all he had.
其他的九个人心里更看重他们自己得医治。
The other nine people put a bigger emphasis on their bodily healing.
他们一定要make sure, 他们要确定这个程序要走完, 他们能够被宣告得洁净得医治, 他们好回到家里, 去做其他的事情。
They need to follow the rules and then make sure they're examined and then make an offering and then they can go back home.
但是这个人, 他看重医治他的主, 胜过他被得医治这件事情本身。
But this person put a bigger emphasis on the Lord who healed him rather than his being healed.
其他的九个人只是在远远地看见了耶稣，远远地向耶稣呼求。
The other nine people saw Jesus from afar and called aloud to Jesus from afar.
但是这个人，他得医治之后，他马上抓住这个机会，跑到耶稣的面前，跟耶稣近距离地俯伏在他的面前，然后直接地当面地向他发出感谢和赞美。
But this person is different, that he came back in a close proximity, that he was throwing himself at Jesus' feet and also thanked him.
所有的十个人都知道耶稣能医治。
All 10 knew that Jesus can heal.
所有的十个人也都凭着他们的相信，信心也经历了上帝的医治。
All 10 through the faith experienced Jesus' healing.
但只有一个人知道回来当面来感谢耶稣。
Only one knew to come back and thank Jesus.
他没有错过这个机会，其他九个人。 可能心里在想说，哎呀，我们真是要感谢耶稣。但等一等，等我们这个被宣告得医治以后，我们一定回来感谢耶稣的。This
person did not miss that opportunity to thank Jesus, but the other nine thought, okay, yeah, maybe we should thank Jesus, but let me wait until we were declared clean.
但是他们不知道啊，耶稣在地上的时间是有限的。But
they didn't know that Jesus' time on earth was limited.
耶稣。 从这里经过就要上耶路撒冷，他们再也不会见到耶稣的肉身了。They
didn't know that Jesus was just passing through and going to Jerusalem, and he would not return this way.
他们再也没有这样的机会可以当面向耶稣表达感谢了。They
wouldn't have the opportunity to thank Jesus face to face.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道神的恩典是丰盛的，我们也经历了许多神的恩典。然而，我们要问自己一个问题。 我们是一个感恩的人吗?
We all have experienced Jesus' grace, but we have to all ask ourselves, are we a person of thanksgiving?
耶稣接下来问了三个问题，耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗? 那九个在哪里呢? 除了这外族人, 再没有别人回来归荣耀于神吗？
Subsequently, Jesus asked three questions. Were not all ten cleansed? Where are the other nine? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
十个人得医治，一个人借着感恩而得到最终的拯救，这说明什么？
Ten were cleaned, but only one was saved by thanksgiving. Why is that?
这说明不知感恩呢，这是一个非常常见的现象。
Actually, it talked about a situation in which people forgot to give thanks. It's actually a very common situation.
大概十个人当中只有一个人是懂得真正感谢神的。
Among ten, only one know that he needs to thank God.
大多数人啊，大概经历十件值得感恩的事情，大概只记得为其中的一件事感谢神。
The majority of people, when they experience things, they may only remember to give thanks infrequently.
有需要的时候，都懂得大声地去呼求神。
When we have needs, we all know that we need to call aloud for God's grace.
但是，直到使用那个被医治好的声音，真正发出大的声音、洪亮的声音，感谢赞美神的，只有十分之一的人。
But only one-tenth would know how we use our voice that we're healed to give thanks and praise to God.
不是耶稣特别需要人去感谢他。
It's not that Jesus really needs people's thanksgiving.
那九个人没有回来感谢耶稣，耶稣没有说，哦，你们不回来感谢我，把那个医治收回，你们再得大麻风。耶稣没有这样做。
Jesus didn't say, oh, because the nine of you didn't come back, so I'm going to take back my healing and then you're going to get leprosy again.
耶稣之所以等待在那里，他没有离开那个原来那个地方，等待着这些人得医治以后回来，是说耶稣有更多的恩典要给人啊。
Jesus didn't leave that place, and he was instead waiting there because he had even bigger grace for those who returned.
整个这个过程啊，耶稣故意没有先医治他们，就吩咐他们，是对他们信心的一个测验。
In the whole process, Jesus didn't heal them instantly, and actually send them onto the priest's way. It is a test of their faith.
他依然等在那里，是对他们的另外一个测验。
Why? And he was waiting there. This is actually a second test.
借着经历这样奇妙的神的医治，他们能不能够认出耶稣就是那个神的儿子？
It is that whether when they see that they were healed, that whether then they can recognize that he is the Son of God.
耶稣有一个更宝贵的，不光是身体的医治，而是灵魂的拯救，要预备赐给他们。
Jesus has an even more wonderful gift for them, not just the bodily healing, but also a spiritual salvation waiting for them.
对回来的撒玛利亚人，耶稣说：“起来，走吧，你的信救了你了。”
For the returning Samaritan, Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
对，这里讲说是救了你了啊，不光是身体得医治了，而且他的灵魂得了真实的拯救。
Here, talk about it's made you well. It's not just talk about bodily healing, but also he has received a spiritual salvation.
因为只有这个回来的人，他认出耶稣是那一位上帝的儿子。
Because only this person who returned recognized that Jesus is the Son of God.
他相信，感谢耶稣基督，直接跟耶稣基督恢复这个关系，亲密的连接这个关系，比啊回到家中跟家人恢复这个正常的生活的关系更为宝贵。
He recognized that to reestablish that relationship with Jesus, the Son of God, is even more important than reestablishing his relationship back home.
因着他的这个回来，因着他的相信，他就得了拯救。
Because of his return, because of his faith, he has received salvation.
耶稣是蛮有恩典、蛮有怜悯的上帝。
Jesus is a God full of grace and mercy.
从这个地方，他继续往前走，上了这个耶路撒冷，在那里被钉十字架。
And from that point on, he went to Jerusalem.And he went on the cross.
他给十个长大麻风的都有医治的恩典。
He has grace and healing for all ten lepers.
为这个有这个对他 相信他是神的儿子这个信心的撒玛利人给他了拯救的恩典。
And he gave this great, this gift of salvation to the Samaritan who returned.
当他上了十字架的时候，他是把一个救赎的恩典给了世界上所有愿意相信的人。
On the cross, he gave to the whole world, this grace of salvation for all.
他听人的祷告。
He listened to people's prayers.
他知道十个长大麻风的人所处的那些的痛苦当中。
He knew the pain that these 10 lepers were going through.
他也怜悯他们，愿意拯救医治他们。
He has mercy on them. He is willing to heal them.
这是在这一段圣经里面要让我们看到耶稣的怜悯，耶稣的恩典。
And that's what this passage is showing us about his mercy and grace.
也鼓励我们不光有一个得医治的一个信心。
So that also encourages us to not just have this faith of being healed.
更重要的是要知道主耶稣基督里面这里有更多的恩典。
But more importantly, to know that there is even more grace in Jesus.
借着不断的感恩，不断的称谢，让我们经历更多上帝的恩典。
Through constant thanksgiving, that we can continue to experience His grace.
所以这一段我们可以学到三个功课。
In this passage, we can learn three lessons.
第一个，我们感恩要快。
First, we need to be quick to give thanks.
要抓紧时间，抓紧机会，不要拖延。
To grasp opportunities and do not delay.
这个大麻风没有错过这个机会。
This leper did not miss the opportunity.
把他一旦感觉到自己被医治以后，把其他的事情都放下，马上回到耶稣的面前来献上感谢。
Once he experienced his healing, he didn't do anything else, but he immediately returned to Jesus to give thanks.
这是圣经讲的哈，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And that's what the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
大卫在诗篇里也讲哈，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
David said in Psalms, He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
我们都想在我们的生活当中更多的荣耀神。
We all want to glorify God even more in our lives.
当我们感谢见证，让众人都听见我们的见证的时候，就是在荣耀神。
When we give thanks and also bear testimony for God, and when others heard that, that is that we, how we glorify God.
而且我们感谢呢，不断的感谢呢，就像行在一条正路上一样。
And when we constantly give thanks, it's like we are walking on the right way.
当我们不断的称谢，不断的感恩，走在这条正路上的时候呢，这里讲说，神就必使我们得着神的救恩。
And here it talks about when we give thank offerings and walking on this right way, then God will show us the salvation of God.
这就是这一个大麻风回来这个大麻风病人他自己的经历。
And that is the experience of this leper who returned.
他得着了神的这个救恩，也荣耀了神。
He received God's salvation and he glorified God.
在过去这一年多的疫情当中，我们都经历了很多的遗憾。
In the last more than a year of pandemic, we've experienced many regrets.
Yeah, 我的姑姑、我的岳父哈、都是在这一年半当中相继过世。
My aunt and my father-in-law both passed away in this past year and a half.
当然，他们都八十几岁，已经蛮长寿的哈，但是。当亲人过世的时候，我们不能在他们的身边是蛮遗憾的。
They both live a long life and were in the 80s, but yet we would not be able to by their side, and that's a regret.
让我们觉得说，真的是，人生是很短暂的，我们要感谢我们的亲人，我们要快快的去行。
And it makes us realize that our lives are short. If we want to give thanks to our relatives, that we need to grasp opportunity.
像我岳父从摔倒到过世就是短短几天的时间。
Like my father-in-law, after he fell down, he passed away in a few days.
那个时候师母想回去也没有办法。
At that time, my wife was trying to go back, but yet she couldn't.
Yeah, 以前这个14个小时就可以飞到家了。
Before, it only took about 14 hours to go home.
但现在生活已经被改变了，14天你也没办法回家。
Now life has changed. You couldn't even get back in 14 days.
所以这时候更加的提醒我们，要快快的去感恩，抓住每个机会，向我们的亲人表达我们的感谢，对我们的年长的父母更是如此。
It really reminds us that we need to grasp opportunity and to give thanks, especially to our elderly parents.
感谢上帝也是同样的道理。
Same thing as we give thanks to God.
将来我们在天上，我们会永永远远的跟神在一起，感恩赞美不停歇的。
In the future, we'll be with God forever, and that we can give thanks and praise Him constantly.
然而在地上有一些特别的机会，是只有在地上我们才有的感谢神的机会。
But yet on earth, there are only some opportunities that you can give thanks while you're on earth.
我们在地上可以在遇到困难的时候，凭着信心去赞美神。
On earth, we can give thanks through faith even during difficult circumstances.
在病痛当中，我们依然靠着神来感恩，纪念他一切的恩典。
In sickness, we can still remember his kindness to us.
这些在天上我们都不会有经历了，因为天上是没有病痛，没有苦难的。
And you wouldn't have that opportunity in heaven because you're not going to have any sickness there.
在地上我们还有机会在不信的人面前，家人，朋友，这个不信的世代面前，借着感恩，借着赞美，借着见证来数算神的恩典，来荣耀神。
And in, on earth, we still have the opportunity to bear witness for God and give thanks in front of our non-believing families and friends and this whole unbelieving generation.
也这都是我们在地上才有的机会，我们要把握住，因为我们不知道这个时间到底还有多长。
And it's only...On earth, we still have these kind of opportunities because we don't know how long this will last.
弟兄姐妹，你是一个凡事谢恩的人吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you a person that give thanks in all circumstances?
你有常常向神献上感谢吗？
Have you frequently give thanks to God?
这一周我们要家人要团聚的时间了。
This is the week that our families will reunite together.
当家人聚在一起的时候，我们要不要花一些时间，大家一起来感谢，一起来数算神的恩典呢？
When we gather together, should we spend some time to count His blessings and give thanks?
第二个我们学习到的就是感恩要有行动。
Second, be grateful with actions.
感谢是要付出代价的。
We need to pay a price to give thanks.
像这个长大麻风，他要撇下一切。然后用他所有的竭力就去感谢的。
And like this leper, he really gave his all to give thanks to Jesus.
有的时候感恩是要做出牺牲的。
Sometimes we need to make a sacrifice to give thanks.
诗篇116篇是这样讲的，我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩，我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
In Psalm 116 it says, How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
这个称颂耶和华名的人，他要付上代价的。
This person who wants to repay the Lord for all his goodness have to pay a price.
他要举起救恩的杯。
He has to live up the cup of salvation.
他要在众民面前，众人在聚会的时候，他要在会众当中站起来，来称颂神的名。
In the presence of all the people, he's going to stand up to give thanks to the Lord.
他要向耶和华还愿，把他这个感恩的祭要献上。
He's going to fulfill his vows and to offer his offering.
大卫有一次，他要建一个祭坛，要向神献上敬拜和感恩。
One time, David was going to build his altar to offer offerings and thanksgiving to God.
他看好了一块地，选中了那块地要献给耶和华。
He picked a piece of land and he wanted to build an altar there.
结果那个地的主人说，哎呀，这个你不用花钱，我就送给你好了。
And the owner of that piece of land said, no, you don't have to pay me anything, I can give it to you.
但是大卫却说，不，我岂可这个不付代价就向神献上感谢呢？
And David said, no, I cannot not pay a price to fulfill my vows and give thanks to God.
感恩要是付出行动的。
To give thanks, we need to pair it with actions.
我们要做出额外的努力，来花时间，来集中我们的精力，献上我们的感恩。
Through special effort, time, and resources, we need to give thanks to God.
我们教会在计划明年一月份开始实体的聚会。
Our church is planning to resume in-person meetings in January.
一旦我们恢复实体聚会我们参加这个聚会是要付出更多的代价，对吧？
When we resume, then those who attend will actually have to spend extra effort.
这个网络聚会带给我们很多的方便的条件。
These virtual online meetings give us a lot of convenience.
聚会前一分钟你这个 log in 进来就可以参加聚会了。
A minute before the meeting, you just have to join it.
你甚至可以不用换衣服你关上屏幕，你依然在这个参加聚会。
You don't even have to change your clothes. You can just turn off the video and you can join.
但实体聚会你可能要提早一个小时、两个小时，要预备自己，然后开车来到这个聚会的场地，要付出更多的代价。
But in-person meetings, you have to kind of prepare an hour or two beforehand and get dressed and then drive to the meeting to attend.
所以这是神给我们的一个机会。
And that is the opportunity that God is giving us.
我们愿不愿意把这个时间，把这个代价付上，就是为了来到上帝的面前，跟众弟兄姐妹一起来向神来献上感恩和赞美呢？
Are we willing to pay the price and then spend the time and resources to be with brothers and sisters to worship God in person?
那对于我们服事的同工我们恢复实体聚会以后呢？会有更大的挑战。
For our co-workers, after we resume these meetings, it will have a bigger challenge for them.
我们在网络聚会上每次主日的聚会这个服事同工五六位差不多我们就可以服事的各个方面都照顾到了。
In online meetings, every time we need about 5 or 6 people, but then we can take care of all the different aspects.
但是到实体聚会的时候我们需要有更多的同工参与有更多的这个设备去预备，提前要预备这一切要付上更大的代价。
But when we have in-person meetings, we need even more people, more resources to conduct all these different meetings.
网络的聚会办得再好，是无法完全取代实体聚会的。
Doesn't matter how good we conduct these online meetings, they cannot replace these in-person meetings.
在过去这一年多的时间我们有几次一个是敬礼的聚会有几次是欢送的聚会我们真的聚在一起的时候大家都知道那个感受是不一样。
In the past year or so, we had some in-person meetings for farewells as well as for baptisms, and we know that they are different.
大家聚在一起一起同声的唱诗歌祷告敬拜赞美。
That we can get together in person and sing together and we can pray together.
守圣餐我们不再是一个人对着屏幕而是大家能够聚在一起真的是同领主的饼同领主的杯。
And when we have communion, it's not just one person facing the screen, it's really all together we are receiving the bread and cup together.
耶稣道成肉身他不只是在天上讲话他成了肉身有身体有血有肉的一个人的形象来到我们当中。
Jesus is word become flesh. He's not just talking to us from heaven. He's actually coming as a person in flesh to be within us, among us.
教会又被称为基督的身体。
The church is called the body of Christ.
所以这个身体实际的聚在一起神的同在那是非常明显的。
So when this body is together and God is present within us, and that is very important.
这真的是我们在预备我们的心也一起同心的祷告真当我们恢复实体聚会的时候我们肯付上这样的代价。
So let's prepare ourselves that when we resume in-person meeting that we're willing to pay that price.
让神的荣耀借着我们的同心的摆上同心的聚集赞美感恩更多的彰显在我们当中。
So that God's glory will be even more revealed when we're willing to gather together in person and worship Him together.
好，第三个功课我们学，要记得感谢耶稣。
The third lesson we need to learn is to remember to give thanks to Jesus.
啊，听起来就太简单了，好像都不需要讲了。
When we first hear it, it may sound very simple. We don't really need to talk about this.
但实际上不是这么简单。
But actually, it's not that simple.
大家我想都越来越深地感受到我们生活在这个世界啊，越来越世俗化。
We all realize that we've been living in a society that is more and more secularized.
圣诞节本来是给耶稣过生日的。
Originally, Christmas is a birthday for Jesus.
但是我们生活这个世界啊，圣诞节里面越来越少纪念耶稣基督的生日的成分。
But more and more, there is less content to remember it as a birthday for Jesus.
人们买很多礼物，送很多礼物，但是越来越跟耶稣没有关系了。
We buy more and more presents, but that's less to do with Jesus.
我们接到了很多宝贵的礼物，但是却偏偏没有收到耶稣要送给我们那个永生的礼物。这是我们生活的这个世界。
And also we receive more and more presents, but yet we have not received that eternal present from Jesus.
圣诞节是这样，感恩节也是类似。
Christmas was like that, and same thing for Thanksgiving.
我昨天看到一个新闻呢，是讲有些人，美国有些人呢，想要把这个感恩节的这个纪念的方式把它改了。
Yesterday I read some news about some people wanting to change the way that we celebrate Thanksgiving.
甚至把感恩节这个名字都要改了。
Even the name of Thanksgiving has to be changed.
所以我们生活在这个时代呢，我们特别要常常的彼此的提醒，不要忘记感谢的对象。是主耶稣基督。
So in this generation, we need to remind one another that the object of thanksgiving is Jesus himself.
我们一定要常常彼此提醒，一切恩典的那个根源都是主耶稣基督。
We need to remind ourselves that one another that the root of all those grace comes from Jesus.
在地上我们经历的所有的恩典当中最宝贵的恩典是主耶稣基督赐给我们的。
Among all the grace we receive, the most precious one comes from Jesus.
就是那个永生的礼物。
Is that life, that gift of eternal life.
要回顾 过去这一年呢，我心中最感恩的事情就是我们在疫情之间没有放弃传福音这件事情。
And the one thing that I want to give thanks the most is that during the pandemic that we have not given up on evangelism.
我们这个一年还没有过去啊，到十月份，我过去这11个月当中啊，我们一共办了25场的布道会。
Even though the whole year has not finished, we have conducted 25 evangelistic events.
年初8次的这个幸福小组的聚会。
In the beginning of the year, 8 happiness group meetings.
八月份开始啊，两组的同工同时的进行，又开了这个16场的布道会。
And then in the fall, we have actually 2 happiness group going at the same time, each with 8, and so altogether 16 events there.
我们借着复活节的机会，我们啊专门的邀请人来听福音。
And also during Easter, we have an evangelistic meeting to invite people to come.
因为我们知道啊，最人生最宝贵的是耶稣基督里面那个永远的生命。
Because we know the most precious thing is that eternal life in Jesus.
借着我们教会弟兄姐妹同心的摆上，同心的祷告，让许多的人借着我们的服事能够听到耶稣基督的宝贵的救恩。
Through all the brothers and sisters serving and praying together, that there are many that have heard the gospel.
因为我们知道。耶稣基督是最宝贵，最值得我们去感谢的。
Because we know that Jesus is the most precious and most worthy of our thanksgiving.
感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
所以这是我们今天的提醒啊，感恩要快，感恩要有行动，要记得感谢主耶稣基督。
And these are the reminders for today. Be quick to give thanks, be grateful with actions, and also remember to give thanks to Jesus.
今天你有感谢过耶稣基督没有?
Have you given thanks to Jesus today?
我们当中信主许多年的人，信主时间越久的人，经历的神的恩典越多， 我们就要感谢耶稣基督。
For those who believe in the Lord for a long time, the more experience His grace, the more we need to give thanks to Jesus.
在我们当中有最近这一年几个月当中刚刚信主得救的弟兄姐妹，我们要记得从一开始就要凡事谢恩，感谢耶稣基督。
And those of us who have just believed in this year that we need to remember from the beginning, we need to give thanks in all circumstances.
接下来我们接着这首诗歌就叫感谢耶稣，来献上我们今天当献上的感谢和赞美。
And now let's use this song that gives thanks to Jesus.